Okay, section two. We're by the Lamed Aleph, Ahmed Beis on the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, V'oid zos hiskin, another tekana of Rabban Gamliel. Okay, it's the fifth. Apparently, that's the fifth in the parak, or the fifth. I forgot, but I wrote five over here. Okay, Rav Yerucham and Zakkai, Shafilu Rosh Beistin. Even if the Rosh Beistin means that's the Nasi, the head of the Beistin, is in Bechol Makom, is somewhere else. Yeah, Shalo Yehu Edim. The Edim are not required. Holchim, they don't have to basically go after him. They only have to go Ella Lamakom Avad, the place of the meeting, i.e. the Sanhedrin or the Beistin. So we said basically, we said earlier that the part of the process of sanctifying the moon is the head of the Beis Din is supposed to say Mekudosh. So if he's not around, so you're going to have to go after him and find him. But we said, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, we made a tachana that you don't have to do that. You can just go by the place of the Beis Din, that's sufficient. So how is that woman, they summoned her, Ladina to Beis Din. Kamid Ameimah, in front of Ameimah, Benardoi. Okay. Ozol Ameimah, Lemechuza. Ameimah went away, he went to Mechuzah. V'lo oz labasre, this woman who was summoned to Din didn't go after him. Kosov pesichu alava, he wrote on a document of excommunication. So Amalei Ravashi said to Ameimah, v'ha anan sinan, we said in our Mishnah, which on my Mishnah over here, afil rosh beistin, even if the rosh beistin is b'chol makom, is basically out of town, shelo yihu edim, the edim are not required, hokin el makom abad, they only have to go to the place of the beistin, they don't have to follow the chief. So, Amemus says back to him, Amalei hani meili, that's specifically le'inyan edis l'chodesh, with regard to sanctifying the moon. To imkain, if you're going to require them to do this, Nimtza Ace is going to be found that you're machshilim, you make them trip up L'Ossi Lavo in the future, because people are going to say, well, can't we bother going, because I'm going to go there and he's not going to be there, I'm going to schlep after him. But over here, in this case, in Dinim and Monos, Eved Loiva Le'ish Malva. It's a principle that when a person borrows that's from somebody, he's put himself in that situation that he's got the lower hand. Tana Rabban, Ein Kohenim Roshoim La'alois B'Sant Lehem L'Duchon. Okay, the Kohenim have got to take the shoes off when they go to Duchan. The Zu Echad Mitesha Tekonos Shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and this is one of the nine Tekonos that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made. Okay, end of Brisa. So Shis Dahai Pirka. There are six mentioned in this Perek. Okay, which is basically in the Mishnayos. We're going to have to do five mentioned in the Mishnayos, and the one we just mentioned. Okay. Bechada the Pirka Kama, and there's one in the first parak, and that was with regards to that we only the Edim only Mechal Shabbos on Tishrei Nisan for the Mordo, so not for every month. But Idach, so now we're lacking the other ones, okay? But Idach, here's one more of them. The Tani Gersh Niskaya, a Ger was Niskaya Bismanazet nowadays. Surich, really, you're supposed to bring a korban, right? We said really you need to vila mila and a korban. So he needs Torech Shiafish, he needs to separate Roiva Likino, a quarter of a coin, for, on behalf of his Kino, means he's as a bird, as a Korban. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Eloza, Kavar Nimna, he's already made a vote on it, Aleha, Rabban Yochanan, means Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, a Bitla, basically you don't put the coin aside for this Ger, for this Korban, Mipnei Tekola, because he may come and inadvertently use it, and it's Kodesh, and you shouldn't do that. So the Idach, so that's, we found another one, the Idach. Plugsa, the last one, number nine, is an argument between Rav Papa and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravoy. It's with regards to Kerem Ravoy, which we're going to explain. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahoris. It's the red tongue, which we're going to explain. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravoy. It's a Tanya. Kerem Ravoy, Kerem Ravoy is basically the fourth year's produce from a tree, from a grapevine. Higher oil of Yushalayim, you used to have to take it to Yushalayim. Mahalich Yom, L'chol Tzad, even from a day's walking distance, V'zuhi Tzuchuma, and this is basically the circle of the where you're supposed to take it from. Elat Minha Dorom, V'akravas, this is another place, Minha Tzofon, Lud Minha Ma'arav, and V'yardin Minha Mizrach. Okay, V'oma Ula, and what says Ula, but Yisema Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matam, why did he have to schlep up the fruits to Yerushalayim? is kedei la'atzeh, in order to beautify Shuki Yerushalayim, the markets of Yerushalayim, but payros with payros, and people should buy them. Okay, and really, as far as the Torah was concerned, you should be able to be poyed at it. You wouldn't have to do that. So v'tanya kerem revoy, hail the Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar had this kerem revoy, this produce, but Mizrach Lod to the east of Lod, which is in between Lod and Yerushalayim. Yeah, but tzad kfar tevi, ubikish Rebbe Elazar lahafkir l'anim. He wanted to make a hefker for the anim. So Omru Loi, because he didn't want to schlep it up, it was a hassle. So he said, you take it up, l'anim, okay, for yourselves, you can have it. So Omru Loi, Talmidov, his Talmidim said to Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe, kavon nimnu chavarecha, your contemporaries have already basically made a vote on it, and a law, and v'hiti ruhu, and said it's permissible. Seeing as the base of Mikdash isn't around anymore, yeah, therefore you don't have to schlep it up. You can just be poyed at it. Okay, so man chavarecha, and who's chavarecha? So Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, is Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, so this is the ninth tikkun of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. That was Rav Papa. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, Loshen Shel Zohoris. The ninth tikkun was the red tongue. Yeah, the Tanya, but Shoyna, how you koshin Loshen Shel Zohoris. Originally, with the Seir Mishtalech, the goat to Azazel, they used to tie the red ribbon. Loshen Shel Zohoris, Al Pesach Ulam Mibuchutz. They used to put it on the entrance to the Ulam, outside, in the Beis HaMikdash. Hilbin, so if it went white, how Smeichen, everyone was very happy, because they saw they'd be forgiven. Lo Hilbin, how it saved them, they were upset. Okay, Hiskinush Yu Koshrin Oisoi, Al Pesach Ulam Mifnim. So they didn't want people to get upset, get depressed, so they put it on the inside of the Ulam. Vodayin, how you commit seats, and people were still peeking. So, Rowan, so Hilbin, how you smeichen, if it went white, they were smeichen. Lo Hilbin, how you would save him. So this is the Tekana, Hiskinu, Yashiyu, Koshin, Oiso, Chetzu, Basela. So they actually tore it up, they put half of it on the cellar, basically at the top of the mountain. But Chetzu, being coined off, Shelsea, Mr. Leach, on the between the horns of the goat. So Rab Nachman, that was the Tekana over there. I didn't say it was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, but he said that was Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai over there, that Tekana. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, my time alone, Amakar Rav Papa. Why didn't he say like Rav Papa with regards to the Kerem Ravoi? So Amalcha, he would tell you, Isalkadayat, if you would think Rabban Yerbuchan Zakkai, it was Rabban Yerbuchan Zakkai made that Tekona that basically you don't have to schlep in the payros to Yerushalayim. Yeah, Chaveiro of the Rebbe Elazar, Mihavi, he was a Chover of Rebbe Elazar. How can you say that? Rabbo Haver, Rebbe Yerbuchan Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rebbe Elazar. So you can't call him friend. The Edach, what would a Papa answer to you? Yeah, Kivin to Talmidim. Havu, sin is that with the Talmidim who was speaking to Rabbi Elazar, their Rebbe, yeah, love or achor, it's not the way, it's not derech eretz, lememro le rabbi, rabach. You can't say to your Rebbe, it's disrespectful. So Rab Papa, my time alone, I'm a Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok. Why didn't he hold like Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok? So with regards to Leshen Shel Zohoris, so I'm a achor, historically it's not going to work out. Esau Kadai Tachar, you want to tell me there's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? Right, B'yemei, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, in the days of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what me have a Loshen Shel Zohoris was this red ribbon that could potentially turn white. It can't be, but Tanya, we've got a bride. So, Kol Shonoi Sov Shel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Mayor of Esrim Shonah. He was 120 years old. So, 40 Shonah Osop the Pragmatia, 40 years he was involved in business. Mem Shona Lomad, 40 years he learned. And then, the last 40 years of his life, Limeid, he taught people. Vatanya, Mem Shona, and we've got another brisa which was looking in conjunction to this, another historical brisa. Mem Shona, Kodim Shenech Rav Abayis, 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed, Lo Yahaya Loshen Shel Zohoris, it didn't, the red ribbon, Malbin, turn white. So Elamadim, it was always remained red. So there would be no reason to make a Tekona over there, because the question is, you would only have to make a Tekona when it was like potentially white, potentially red. The Tanan, Mishachora, and we know also, from Mishachor Abayis, from after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making tekonos after the Beis HaMikdash. So when was the earliest that he started making his tekonos? Could have been like 38 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it obviously wasn't him who made this tekonos. So that's what Rav Papa would tell you. But Idach, what would Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tell you? Idach. No, Oysa Om Shana Daloma, the 40 years before that which he learned, yeah, it was a Talmud Yosef Lifnei Rabbi. He was the top Talmud sitting before his Rebbe. Haver, but Omer Milsa the Stabra Talmud. If he said something that was very Mustaba, but Kovei Rabbi Bishmei, then retroactively they would fix it the Rabbanon in his name. Okay, up to that.